Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have a shirt on that says Russia made me do it. And I was out and about today, and somebody said, Russia made me do it. Boy, I haven't heard that. And I said, well, it's a takeoff on The Devil Made Me Do It. Remember Flip Wilson? But seriously, I mean, remember, we were blaming Russia. Remember, Russia, 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 Russia. That's what everything was. That's what everything was all about. It's hilarious. And so now, again, we're all of a sudden, Russia's the bad guy. Nobody else has done anything wrong. Nobody's looking at China. And nobody's looking at some of the stuff going on here. Pretty scary. We should, as a group, as a country, as people, we should be able to do more than one thing, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And frankly, honestly, if we can't do more than one thing, man, are we in trouble? But look who you have at the top. Right? We got both. This is why you've got to pray for Joe Biden, man. And I say that not because I'm in love with the guy and will want him to stay in forever. But you know how this works, right? If they remove him, oh, you got Kamala Harris. Carmel Harris, whatever you want to call her. Right? All she's going to do is giggle and laugh and with the information. With the way she's handled some of our foreign affairs, you really want her for the head of the country? I'm just asking. And let's get past that for a minute. Behind her is, Nancy Pelosi. Sweet Jesus, no. Come on, stay with me. And this is not what we want. Look, what I've been telling people, you can beat your brains out, you know, complaining about this or doing whatever. Get some groups together in your town, in your city, in your area, and go after these local seats, school board, water board, city council. Take those seats back. That's where a major part of this issue is going on. A friend of mine was telling me about his friend's daughter, conservative family, after 3 years of high school in a perceived conservative community. She came out a flaming liberal. Almost a socialist, frankly. And this is where I say to people, are you looking at their books? Are you talking to your children? Gary Kwasian is going to be on. He's a teen drug abuse expert with me tomorrow. And he's got some frightening, scary, scary, scary numbers on how much time parents spend with their kids. It is outrageous and crazy. You guys have got to spend, and some of you have already done it. You've already raised your children. You've probably done a great job, most of you. Some of you have raised flaming monsters. Come on, I'm just being honest about it. Remember, you don't have to listen to me. You can go listen to somebody else if you want to. But seriously, you know, you've got to pay attention to what your kids are learning in school. You've got to push back. And you can't push back once or twice. You've got to push back a dozen times. You've got to be there with a group of parents. You see what's going on across the country. And it shouldn't just be school boards and water boards. It should be city councils and that kind of thing as well. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Make it as easy as I can for you. You know, and there's so much going on. I keep telling people, don't get crazy about this. Pick something. No. And like I said, I mean, pick one issue that you can get on board with, that you can understand, that you can learn about, and that you can fight on your own if you need to, or with a small group of people. Right? That's the best way to do it. And let others fight the fights that, you know, that they're close to, that's close to their heart. Some people it's history, some people it's science. It's literature. And as I said earlier, that's what you want to take on. Those are the things you want to go after. It just never stops with the amount of information we can go through. So as I started to say, keep it local. For the moment, keep it local. Stay on it. We found out last night, let me see if I can find this story. I'd love to. We're talking about how the moms in Wisconsin got their information together, got their story straight. And I say that, because sometimes you have people that want to run for office, and they really don't know what they're running for. They don't know what needs to be done. They don't know the time it takes to really make a difference. And you need to learn. You need to go to these board meetings. I don't care, school board, water board, city council. Yeah, I bring them up in that light. You need to go to these races to see what's needed. Sometimes, just checking in, letting them know you're watching, is a big deal. Go and see your host. Be back. Got a lot more coming up in the next few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. You'll see your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me.
When the rainbow
855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's really what I want you to be. I want you to get informed enough so that you can be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, learning, hopefully learning, getting some of the truth. You know, somebody, it's really funny, somebody just accused me of spreading misinformation about the LGBTQ, ABCD, transgender community, and all of that. And I push it off. I just blow it off now. And I really blew it off quite a bit then, too, because nobody knows what I've done or haven't done for and or with the community, number one. And number two, it's because I don't agree doesn't mean that I'm going to do something nasty. Remember, what some people don't realize is, as a Christian, we're not allowed to be, and some do, not everybody's perfect, but we're not allowed to be hateful towards others. That's not what we're called to do. But that doesn't mean we have to agree with everything. I mean, if you parents agree with everything your child does, I'd seriously ask you to be checked. Kids are not perfect. I know some of you moms think your little child is just God's gift to humanity, but he or she isn't. Not always, anyhow. And we've all had them. We've all had problems with them. So spend more time. Get to know your children. Truly get to know your children. I mean, Bill Maher and a few others do a whole half an hour on this. And what parents have done to kids in allowing them to think or making them think that they're, as my mom used to say, their poop don't stink. Anyhow, I love this, right? Chris Wallace, of all people, goes after Nicole Hannah-Jones. Because she claims that the greatest generation was not so great. This is all they got, by the way. The greatest generation was filled with hate and rage and really didn't care much for the black community. It is so wrong for them to do that on so many levels. But again, I'm going to say to you, we let them do it. We needed to speak up a long time ago. In the classroom and other places. So this is, let me see, is it working? I hope so. Nicole Hannah, here we go.
Well, when he originally wrote the book, The Greatest Generation, was talking about 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds who came out of the farm fields of the Midwest, who came out of ethnic neighborhoods in Brooklyn and South Philly and stormed the beaches of Normandy and you know, fought to defeat the worst regime, I would argue, in world history. And to say that they were 20, 30-year-olds, the country was brutally suppressing blacks, but the greatest generation wasn't.
Well, they were.
They weren't.
You're
telling me that a kid coming off a farm in Indiana or a kid who came from Brooklyn was suppressing
So Indiana
black
had
people?
The largest population of the Klan in the United States. The Klan was
but that wasn't
in
a 20-year.
Now listen. This is Chris Wallace, right? Flaming liberal, and now for once, finally, now you're poking at them and you're poking at the truth, and they don't like it. And now throwing it back at her and saying, "Really? How are you proving this?"
Indiana,
well, kid who
you don't think 20-year-olds were in the Klan?
Unreal. Yeah, there were 20-year-olds in the Klan. 20-year-old Democrats in the Klan, yeah. Never hear her say that, would you? I mean, she is seriously calling those. Anybody that's white, for all intents and purposes, racist. Right? And Chris makes a great point here. When he says to her, are you seriously trying to say that many of the generation, that greatest generation, fought for democracy, didn't care about you? She says, well, they were suppressing democracy for millions of American citizens, speaking of the black community. But it wasn't those that were out fighting. Matter of fact, I'll even go further with it. This is one which Zoe is on, because he articulates it so well. It was the people you keep voting for that kept you in chains, as Joe Biden put it. Remember, we never wanted to put you back in chains. We were the ones that fought to set black communities free. We were the ones that passed legislation. We were the ones, the Republican Party, were the ones that passed the amendments to give you the right to vote. But all that's not taught anymore, so you really don't much care about it, apparently. Right? Come on, you cannot play games with this. You can try. You can make up all kinds of garbage. But like now, nobody's going to believe you. You've made up so much of this stuff. You've had so many problems with this, not telling the truth. And look what's coming out now with Hunter Biden. I mean, the press is working overtime to hide a lot of this stuff. But eventually, as Sussman said earlier, they'll throw him to the wolves too eventually. They'll realize what a liability he is and they'll have to get rid of him. There'll be no way to protect him, not at some point. He will be made the sacrificial lamb, whether Joey B. likes it or not. The GOP took 3 Wisconsin school board seats, which I think is great. Well, and actually, technically, it wasn't the GOP. First off, they're nonpartisan seats. And I've had this conversation before. That's just a line. But the Republicans backed these particular 3 school board members, or school board candidates. They helped promote them, they helped them raise money, and so on. So they took the victory. Now, Republicans claimed victory this week in all 3 Waukesha County, Waukesha, Wisconsin school board seats. Now, education is right there right now. It is time for a major league change. And you're seeing it happen right in front of your eyes. Newly elected board members and mother of 3, Carrie Kozalski, explained how the academic performance is the main focus for her. She warned that the community is at a crossroads. I think we're at a big crossroads where parents, grandparents, and the community are just tired of our children not getting the academic education they need. We're at a point that our children are not college ready. They're not trade ready. That's my big beef. The trades have always been my big beef. They're not ready for the world. And that has to change. And I agree. The first black... Now, isn't this great? The first black elected Waukesha official. I mean, a heavy Democrat area. Heavy Democrats. Democrats are for education, but they never put up a black person? I guess Republicans don't know what racism is all about. We'll talk more about this inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate, a new Supreme Court justice has been confirmed.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. Judge Jackson will be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She's expected to be sworn into the Supreme Court later this year when Justice Breyer officially steps down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a video message, Ukraine President Zelensky thanked President Biden after the U.S. banned Russian oil imports. Also, the U.N. General Assembly has voted to suspend Russia from the Human Rights Council. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Coming to your host. Always. God, you guys in the chat room, hilarious. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Give me a call. Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Also, you can sign up for the text alerts. I know I don't mention it that often, right? And it's real simple to do. Just simply text GOJO, one word, GOJO, at or to 77222. GOJO to 77222. It's easy way to do it. Send you out text messages. I don't send them out every day because I don't believe in doing it. It makes me crazy. So why would I make you crazy? I don't want to drag you along with me. I'm trying to save you, not hurt you. Anyway, I was talking about the school district out there in Wisconsin, and three conservatives took seats back. That's why I say to you, you've got to focus locally. Now this is hilarious too. The first black elected Waukesha official, Markel Moore, and Waukesha father too, Mark Borowski, they discussed how issues like student achievement, parental rights, and managing the budget were front and center. Right? Student achievement in our district has been in decline for years, so that there was this was the number one issue. That was according to Mr. Borowski. Moore reiterated the importance of focusing on fundamental curriculum as opposed to what many critics call left-leaning indoctrination. This coming from a black man. He said, "My victory sends a message of basically reclaiming our reputation, our school district, by raising high expectations for all our kids, regardless of their identities." See, we don't do that in California. We dumb it down for them. We have no trust or belief in our kids. So what do? We dumb down the curriculum so they can pass, instead of pulling them up, instead of helping them move along at a higher, you know, at a higher pace, a higher rate, or whatever. We dumb it down for everybody. It's the worst thing we can do. We need a change, Kozlowski said. The education needs to change. And as of November, I sure hope it goes that way. I don't know if I could say one way or another, but the school district of Waukesha, we are definitely moving things forward. And, you know, and the big thing about this, what people don't realize, I have the same problem on my board. I'm one of five votes. You can beat me up all you want to. You can verbally abuse me all you want to. It doesn't change anything. I'm one of five votes. All right? If you want to change things, you want to make things happen, you need to help guys like me on boards across the country. Now, throughout the whole campaign, the candidates alleged that the Waukesha School Board had stopped listening to the concerns of the parents of the community. Sarah Harrison, who finished fourth in the race, voiced her concerns about winners, telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that they follow national Republican speaking points designed to stir up fear in voters. Right. Because the Democrats never do that. Right? Hey, if they get elected, your LGBTQ kids won't have any more rights. Oh, if they get elected, they'll squelch real history like 1619 history. I mean, think about it. Think about what they're saying. They did the same thing in California. When Governor Newsom was recalled, many people across the country think that when Newsom lost, right, all hope was lost. But they spent $90 million, but not on Newsom. They spent $90 million telling the rank-and-file Democrats and the independents that the Republicans would be disastrous. That they would shut down, you know, programs for people who needed money, who needed places to stay. They made us out to be Satan's second cousin. You know why they did that? Because they couldn't tout one good thing that Newsom did. Not one. And that's how they came after us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Remember, these fearmongers are the ones that constantly talk about how we're going to lose our democracy. We don't have a democracy, so we can't lose it. We have a republic. Let them speak. Their ignorance shines every time they do stuff like that. Let them speak. Right? He went on to say that the GOP wins after months of controversial surrounding CRT, an academic construct sometimes taught in schools that encourages students to think about systemic racism. And as Zoe always says, we do have systemic racism. Stop telling people that systemic racism doesn't exist. Because it does. It's healthy. It's well. It's active. And the Democrats constantly push it. They're the ones that keep it alive. They're the ones that want to make sure that it's out there, that you know about it, and then they point the finger at us. Again, think about something. They had decades to bring a black person into the school district, and it took the Republicans to do it. And if you really do your history, you find out time and time and time and time again that it's the Republicans that have been supporting the black community over the years. Right? Not the Democrats. The Republicans. The Democrats over the years have done everything, decades, done everything they can to put roadblocks in the way of blacks. And I'll say it like I always say it. Look at the school districts in the big cities that are run by the Democrats. The Democrats run, you know, the counties, the cities, the school boards. And when it comes to the big cities, the kids, the black kids and Hispanic kids get the worst education there is. In Florida, Governor DeSantis, he signed that parental rights bill that bans teachers from giving classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity. Notice it doesn't say you will never speak about transgenderism. You know, here's the thing that's really funny about this when you hear the teachers and the lefties talk. They're not allowing us to tell people about our families. They're not allowing us to tell about our loved ones, about this, about that. And you go, well, wait a minute. You explaining to a kindergartner or a third grader what transgenderism is, what being gay or lesbian means, is wrong. That's the parents' job, not yours. The parents have a right to do that. And frankly, they're the only ones that have a right to do that. They're the only ones that have a right to teach their kids moral values, not you. And the one I always get is, yeah, but when the parents don't do it, what do? You do nothing. You have no right. You still have no right. You gotta, and that's where we've allowed it to creep in over the years. Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem signed an executive order Tuesday geared towards banning of CRT in the schools. Political indoctrination has no place in our classroom, she said. Our children not be taught that they are racist or that they are victims. Now, look, all my black friends, yeah, maybe because I hang around with ones that are not been sucked into the left-leaning garbage. But my black friends hate the term victim. They are not victims. You know, I mean, I'll have Sonia talk about this tomorrow night. Because this is a real irritant for me. It's the same thing with me in the Italian world. You know, Italians, Irish, Germans, we've all had our moments. Yes, nothing like the slavery moment. So let's just get past that for a second. But we've all had moments in time where we were treated very poorly. Very poorly. All right? But because Italians were treated so badly 100 years ago, I don't have a right to hate this country today. Look at what they've done. We turn around and try to do the right thing. We turn around and try to make things better. What other country does that? I told you this a million times before. We bombed Japan, and not because we felt guilty afterward, but we went back and helped them rebuild. Even though they were trying to kill us, they killed 3,000 of our people. More on that after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what you really want. You know, seriously. You get engaged, but you got to get informed first. Just like those people. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Just like those people that went for the school board. That ran for the school board. All right? They got informed, then they engaged, then they decided they had the time, the energy, the effort to run for office. They did. Now, I don't know those people, so I'm not going to tell you they're going to do a great job because I don't know them. But if they took the time the way I think they needed to take the time, and they did what they needed to do to get on the board, then I would hope, I'm really believing, right, that we're... I'm really believing that they're going to do the right thing. I'm sorry, when my screen starts popping all over the place, I don't know what to do. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Really seriously. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's just popping up everywhere. I don't want to stop it. All right. Let me go back. I had so many good things going on. All right, here we go. Here we go again. All right. The Alan West. I mean, remember the left, the people of love and understanding? Alan West? I mean, seriously, they went after him tonight. The violent mob tried to shut down Alan West's speech. They attacked the conservative students on site. A spokesman for the Young American Foundation tells the news source at least one of their members was kicked and beaten. The mob also chased the chairwoman of the University of Buffalo, a YIF chapter, into the bathroom. West had been invited by the college conservatives to deliver a speech defending the truth that America is not a racist nation. The University of Buffalo should immediately expel any student who was involved in this mob section. It's true. You cannot accept violence from either side, or any side for that matter, because you don't like what's being said. And the school should take action on that immediately. Look, I don't know, I guess that's it's a college. I know in a high school that wouldn't be allowed. Any kind of physical altercation, you're done. Now, these were, check it out, BLM protesters. Protesting a black man. Let me say that again, because some of you didn't catch that. Went right over your head at 100 miles an hour. BLM protesters protesting a black man. Hello, anybody home? Anyway, and immediately, the college should be looking into this. And after the event was over, since they couldn't shut it down, right, they accosted these people in the hallways. They harassed them. And God forbid, imagine if we did it. Right? No, seriously, can you imagine if we did something like this and protested a far-left lunatic? Like this person who was touting Hannah Jones, the 1619 history. Right, they'd be all over us like white on rice. Yes, I said white on rice, you got it. But, so they're not into free speech at all in any way. Unless it's theirs. We already know this. And the funny thing about it is I've got to have David Horowitz on the show again. That's all there is to it. Right? He was among those who fought for freedom of speech at Berkeley, flaming liberal at the time. Called himself a red diaper baby. You know? And he's just shocked at where the party went. And basically what he said is the party went there because none of the sane people in the party saw it coming. None of the sane people in the party said, whoa, what are these people doing? This is not what we stand for. And then they started going along with it just because they thought that, you know, that they wouldn't get bitten. Boy, that was different, huh? Anyway, the American flag has been rejected for classrooms at St. Louis University. Conservative students at St. Louis University noticed that something was missing in the classrooms. There were no American flags. So the school's Young American for Freedom chapter petitioned the Student Government Association, urging them to remedy the problem immediately. Yeah, that's when things kind of blew up. The request was rejected. One government leader said they had a problem with the why of it all. Ultimately, after talking with a variety of students and thinking over the matter myself, he said, I've decided I can't support this project. This is Eric Stayberg, SGA Facilities and Services Chair. He told the chairman for the YAF, while I do have many logistic questions about the feasibility of this project, at the end of the day, one of the biggest concerns I have with this project surrounds the why of it all. Why? What are you, a moron? What do you mean the why of it all? You're in a country that gives you the freedom to even question why you should put an American flag up without putting you in jail. You're being paid in American dollars. You're on American soil. You're protected by the American military, American police departments. And you're paid American taxpayer dollars who want the flag up and saluted. And you've decided you don't see any value in it? If the youngsters at St. Louis University are looking for a necessary motive, how about patriotism? That's good enough for me. How about a reminder that Old Glory is a symbol of freedom and liberty? It's very unfortunate that our peers, see, again, the education process. The people at these places, you need to call them into task. It's very unfortunate that our peers in a position of power are so adamantly opposed to having the American flag in a classroom, said the leader of the YAF. The number of students at this university who are ashamed of our flag is concerning. See, again, they have the freedoms they have because of what that flag stands for. But their teachers aren't teaching them that. Where are the conservative teachers? What happened to them? I'd like to believe that there are plenty of liberal students who would agree with their conservative peers that there's nothing wrong with the posting an American flag in a classroom or hanging an American flag in a classroom, whatever. I wouldn't even call this liberal bias, despite our differences. I think it's safe to say that most people on both sides of the aisle are proud to pledge allegiance to the flag. The majority of people are. We've done the stories, right? We've seen the surveys, or the polls, whatever you want to call them. It is the one thing, for the most part, that unites this country. Because they understand what it stands for. Now, here's something about it. They harp on freedom and justice for all. That's what they harp on. And it's really funny because I was just about ready to say today, unlike it did maybe 50 years ago or even 80 years ago, you might have felt more of the bias towards one group or the other. But today, we get it. It's not a symbol of freedom and justice, is it? Because you bring it out, and right away they come against us conservatives. Because we see it as the symbol of freedom and justice. They don't. And see, they don't think that we understand their plight. We do. But that's not your plight today. The black experience today is nothing like it was 50, 80, or 100 years ago. And to say it's not really any further ahead, it would be a lie. I won't say we wiped out racism before Obama got in office, but it was sure no longer the issue it was in the 50s or the 20s or in the mid-1800s, you know? It's just amazing. And the Student Government Association, a lot of them there, are dealing with what they openly call an infestation of communism. No kidding. So how are you going to deal with it? Why don't you have Patriot Day? Why don't you have Liberation Day, American Liberation Day? Make sure that on Constitution Day, you've got them hanging everywhere, and you got people guarding them. You exercise every one of your freedoms, every one of your rights under the Constitution, loud and clear. When they try to stop you, you make all the noise you can. And when they start coming into class with that 1619 garbage, be ready to refute it. Be ready to push back on it, because there are plenty of holes in it. There are plenty of black scholars that even will show you where those holes are. Don't let them do it. You keep fighting for this country. Don't let them do it. And I hate to say this because some of you are going to cringe. It shouldn't matter what it's going to cost you and your family. I'm sorry, but it shouldn't. There's been plenty of people over the years, and even today, that have given up life, liberty, finances, the whole nine yards to do the right thing. Hey, Joe Mussini, your host. God bless. Guys, have a great rest of the day. We're back here tomorrow. Join us, or I'll come looking for you. We'll be back tomorrow.